This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. All arrangements are in place as voting for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place tomorrow in 57 Lok Sabha constituencies across seven states and union territory. Political fate of prominent leaders including Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur and Congress leader Vikramaditya Singh as well as TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee will be decided in this phase. 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats in Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh will go to polls in this phase. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting in these areas. Security has also been strengthened in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. Basic facilities ranging from shade, drinking water, ramps, toilets, wheelchairs to electricity will be in place to ensure that every voter, including the elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. State chief electoral officers, district election officers and state machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. A Delhi court sent the owner of the Baby Care Newborn Hospital and a co-accused to judicial custody for 14 days. In the incident, 7 children were killed in a massive fire. Hospital owner Dr. Naveen Kichi was arrested in the wake of the tragedy at the private hospital along with an employee who was on duty at that time. Naveen Kichi, meanwhile, has moved a bail plea which will come up for hearing on the 3rd of June. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has stressed that tobacco poses a severe threat to public health. Addressing the gathering at the event organized to mark World No Tobacco Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Chandra highlighted that in India, tobacco-related diseases cause 13 lakh preventable deaths annually, which leads to significant economic burdens on the country's healthcare system. He added that the government is continuously taking decisive action and enacting measures at local, national, regional and global levels to address the critical issue of tobacco use in the country. He further announced the government's key focus areas for tobacco control initiatives in 2024, including strict enforcement of the National Tobacco Control Law, COTPA 2003, intensified awareness campaigns and creating a tobacco-free environment. The flood situation in Assam's 9 districts remained grim, with the water levels of major rivers rising and inundating vast tracts of land following incessant rainfall in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimal. Around 2 lakh people have been affected in 386 villages due to flood and rain. Over 35,000 people have taken shelter in 95 relief camps. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 2 persons have died so far in the devastating floods across the state. Train services have been cancelled or short-terminated due to landslides along the half-long Badarpur rail route. Rescue operations have been intensified in flood-affected districts. In Manipur, flash flood continues to wreak havoc and Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. 3 persons have died in different flood-related incidents so far, while 1 person is missing. Army and central forces have been engaged in rescue works and affected families have taken shelter in relief camps. Malaysia's newly appointed High Commissioner to India, Dato' Muzaffar Shah Mustafa, has said, "The relationship between Malaysia and India has been a long-time close association and efforts are underway to increase the trade between the two countries from $20 billion to $25 billion in the next 3 years. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has given Ukraine permission to strike certain areas inside Russia with U.S.-provided weapons for counter-fire purposes. According to media reports, Washington has allowed Kiev to use U.S.-provided weapons for counter-fire purposes and solely against sites near Russia's border with Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region. In Singapore Open Badminton, Indian women's pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand has entered the women's doubles semi-final. Jolly and Gopichand defeated Kim So-young and Kong Hee-yong of South Korea in the quarterfinal match today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.